Yeah, so we're here at the live room again, and this time it's listening to Track Dogs, who are
Robbie K. Jones.
Oh, and his bag just fell over. Garrett Wall from Dublin.
Howard Brown from Sheffield.
Dave Mooney from Wicklow in Ireland.
And you're all living now in, or not really living there, but in Madrid.
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
We all went out for different reasons. I'm the one who's been there the least, the least time, which is 18 years. Mm-hmm. Dave's been there the longest, which is
25 years, I think.
Me and Robbie 20 more or less this year. Yeah.
Yeah. I originally came from Cleveland, Ohio, Vermilion, Ohio. Mm.
Yeah. Which, having looked at it, looks like a really interesting place, but you decided to leave it.
Yeah, no, Vermilion is it's a very interesting place. Yeah, it's a great boating community, and lots of trains through there too.
Mm. But Madrid is better.
Not so many boats.
Less trains. Less family, but Madrid is great for daily life. Yeah, day to day life.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you mentioned tracks there, so. Track Dogs are people who work on the underground in New York.
Yeah,
so,
that's where the name came from.
So did anybody ever do a job like that at all?
No, the connection was a trombone player that we know who's from New York once had to get his trombone out and play something like "Oh Danny Boy" for the Track Dogs. They said, "I'll bet you $10 that you can't play Danny Boy." And he played it there. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Was that an American accent?
Yeah. That's the best I can do.
Yeah, so then Norman said to him, "Now I want to see you guys dog me some track."
Yeah, he did.
Because those guys, they come out of the tunnels, they look like miners, they have lamps on, and you could just see the little lights floating in the tunnel.
Why, are they really small?
Yeah. and they work while the trains are circulating. And they've got a guy with a whistle at each end of the crew, and they blow the whistle to say, "Okay, you got to get off the tracks."
This afternoon, just watching some of your videos.
Oh yeah,
you clearly enjoy them.
Yeah,
we enjoy ourselves. Yeah, on stage.
Well, we've been together 12 years, so we're kind of. I mean, the videos, we usually have a bit of fun with them. We've taken to not be in the videos. Recently, we've sort of said, let's do some videos where we've got actors in it, or we've got animation or something. But the videos we've done are great. You know, I mean, they give us, they're very much, they speak for us and the kind of people we are. We have a bit of fun, we have a good sense of humor.
Well, some of us do.
Well, yeah.
Mm. But we don't.
But we, you know, we're 12 years together, and actually we're definitely turning quite an important corner at the moment in terms of our career as a band. So we're on the road more and more, and bigger and better gigs. So it's kind of, interesting.
Especially here in the UK.
Especially here,
Really, working hard here.
I mean, you know, in Spain we've quite an established sort of name, but it's limited what you can do in English in Spain. So take that into consideration. But the UK has really opened up for us, which we're very, very happy about.
So were there one of you or a couple of you who started out? I was intrigued by how people get together and realise they can harmonise so well.
Well, really, we sprouted from Garrett's work as a singer-songwriter. We originated as the Garrett Wall Band. Mm. And once we'd been playing for a few months together, we realised that it was... Well, you realised that it was...
Well, no, I always wanted it to be a band, not a singer-songwriter with musicians. So I was constantly wanting to change the name. I didn't want to use my own name. So after two albums, we came across the Track Dogs name, thanks to Norman. But interestingly enough, and I always like to tell this story, but the first time that the four of us actually met each other was at the first rehearsal.
All four of us together, yeah.
Yeah, because I knew every one of them, but they didn't know each other. So that was kind of, I think it was Howard was the one that didn't know anyone else, and he came. But I always felt that was special because the buzz at the first rehearsal hasn't stopped.
He actually said...
It started that day and it kept going.
On that day, he actually said, "This isn't singer-songwriter with musicians, this is a band." And
so I didn't have to pay them back.
He said, "Yeah, let's get this clear."
This is a 25% each, unless there's money.
Oddly enough, I was probably the one most strongly resisting finding a band name because I thought, well, if he's got, he's already established himself as a performer, why start from scratch? Why not take advantage of the work he's already done? But but then, you know, National Radio in Spain, I remember saying, when we presented the name Track Dogs, they said, well, you know, we're going to have to treat you like a new group. And we said, perfect.
Yes, we'll take it. That's what we want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of Police Dog Hogan. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're sort of like a, pretty much the collective, like, you know, sort of like all taking credit for everything.
Yeah. It's the way to go forward, you know. And we share it. And, we, you know, when each one of us writes a song, we take a royalty each. And it's very important.
So you... Do you do any covers on your CDs, or are they...
Sometimes, yeah.
There's been about maybe one cover per CD.
Yeah, we've had a friend of ours who's... It's interesting, we 99% of what we do is ours, but we had a good friend of ours, Rafe, is an Indian chef, an English chef, but he's of Indian origin. He's from the Jaffrey family, you know, Madhu Jaffrey is his aunt. And we met him, and he's in his mid-60s, and we became good friends with him. And he kept coming to us and saying, you got to do this song, you got to do this song. And and it was great, because he came to us with Hazy Jane 2, which was the Nick Drake song. And he came to us with Ooh La La. He said, you got to do Ooh La La, and you got to do... So we've done songs that we kind of feel we can give our own feel to. And then Robbie brought us Brandy, which was another American track. You'll hear that later. You know that one, probably. So, but we don't normally do covers, because we're sort of prolific enough that we've enough of a backlog of original stuff to get through.
Six albums now we have.
We've probably recorded nearly 100 songs together.
Yeah.
Between the albums and singles and EPs and extra bits and bobs.
And the current one, should the name be saying something to me? Kansas City Outgroove.
Outgroove.
It refers to the outgroove. Refers to the end of the track, Kansas City.
Looking Man in Kansas City.
It's the instrumental bit that kind of grooves out after the singing.
Yeah. Well, actually, Howard came up with the name by accident, because he was talking about the end of the song, and he goes, "You know, in the Kansas City outgroove," and I went, "That's the album." But some people mistake it and go, "Your new album, Kansas City Out of Groove." And I'm like, no.
Oops.
That's it's almost there, but quite different. Yeah.
It comes. It's nice to kind of close the circle today, actually, in Saltaire, because that Kansas City was a hugely pivotal moment for us. Folk Alliance International, 2017, February 2017. We met Ron there.
And Hillary, and
they booked us. We've been booked for this for quite a long time.
Well, they wanted to. So it's kind of interesting that we're kind of closing our tour. This is probably one of the. This is the last gig, in fact. No, it's not. It's one of the last gigs of what would be the tour for Kansas City Outgroove, because we start recording the new album in 2 weeks. So it's kind of you're right. It closes a circle. It's fitting.
And we got to. Among the things that happened there, which we talk about in the song A Lucky Man in Kansas City, among the things that happened to us there, we met this group called the Barefoot Movement. And we've got a song called Gonna Get My Way, which is very topical lyrics, and they very kindly contributed to it, and we met them in Kansas City as well.
I was wondering about the influences, you know, being the interplay, you know, with other groups and so forth, as you're settled all in Spain. You know, is the musical scene there something that's influencing you, or is it coming and traveling and touring?
Indirectly.
And more so the culture that sort of, in some of our songs, we have a lot of Latin rhythms, and that's really just
because of radio radio and stuff that you hear in clubs.
Different rhythms and having a bass player.
It's more South American stuff than Spanish stuff, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, and Dave is really good at Latin bass playing rhythms, which
Tumbao,
really makes it easier to do that kind of music, you know. And it's funny, we've had Spanish bass players who've maybe come along to step in for Dave, who can't do it as well as he can.
Next Irish man to play the Latin grooves.
But definitely we each have individual influences, quite diverse, so that combination helps us in our it's contrasting, because in our set we do a lot of different styles, but I guess there are sort of defining features of what makes our sound even within the variety.
Well, it's kind of a fun recent when we played in Portsmouth recently, a fellow there said oh, this was like seeing three bands for the price of one. Because we've got our standard lineup, the Garrett as lead and the other three voices and each on our own instrument, cajon, bass, acoustic guitar, and trumpets. And then we do a set in the middle of just acoustic stuff around the condenser mic, and Dave picks up a mandolin. I'm playing a banjo. And
I play cajon.
And that bit, not in the acoustic bit. This is band number 2. Band number 3. We go back and then I get the banjo and sing, yeah. And then he's on the cajon. Sure.
But I think we've got things backwards. We should be doing one band for the price of 3. That's what we're working on.
That's the goal for 2019, 2020.
Yeah. Just stick that on our posters for a moment. No, 3 bands for the price of 1.
We're our own support band.
Play at Morrison's. Yes.
we were commenting with Rod before you arrived that the quote that you're an antidote to a bad day is something that might say something about your increasing popularity.
We're hoping so. Yeah. I mean, we're not at all ashamed of playing music that makes you feel good and certainly makes you want to dance or tap your feet. So
we're not navel gazers.
No. So we're very much into playing music that, you know, we had sort of embraced our inner track dog a long time ago, knowing that that's what we do. You know, we're not out there to pretend to be something we're not. And it's wonderful that people want to hear that more and more. That's great.
We want to see our navels.
But it does sound as though the room is filling up with people who want to hear tonight.
It's a big crowd tonight. We're very excited about it. Yeah.
So thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Look forward to the concert.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Appreciate it.